Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Peter Meyer being back on the show. Peter is a great member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He's been hanging out with us now for about 17 years. He's a founder and the principal of the Meyer Group. He's the author of a number of books, including Warp Speed Growth, and one of my favorites in my library, Creating and Dominating New Markets. That's a book that you hear me talking about when he's not here. I reference it all the time. He's our good friend, Peter. Welcome back.
Thank you, and what a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're always welcome here, Peter. So Peter and I, folks, are fans, devotees of the Tour de France. Now, Peter is a serious, at least he has been a serious biker, a cyclist. I have been a cyclist, not so serious, I've never competed, and I've always done it just to get some fresh air and to get some exercise. I haven't ridden in a while, but I've ridden enough, Peter, to know about the pain, not to compare to what those guys go through, but you know, pain is pain, right? Once you feel pain,
yes.
it's you know, you get it. And I've ridden over some rough roads, and I've fallen, and you know, that sort of thing. And I've dealt with the equipment and the water and all that kind of stuff. So if you've ever ridden on a road bike like these guys are riding on, then you can sort of appreciate what they go through with the Tour de France. But Peter, there is no sporting event in the world that compares to the Tour de France in terms of what these people put their bodies through, is there?
No, it's unique in that way. We're talking about 25 days, 23 days of pure out effort with only two rest days. And each day is incredibly hard. And then you link them all together over a period of a month. And, man, it is really a lot of physical work. And that's if you don't crash. If you do crash, and a lot of these riders do,
then
you wake up in the morning with road rash and you've got to get back on the bike, and it's
cuts. Maybe broken bones. Yeah,
and
over terrain, yeah. Folks. Peter. I don't know about you, but an average speed for me when I was riding, when I was doing my best, would have been maybe 16 miles an hour. These guys their average speed is in the 30s, and they're going over. They're literally climbing mountains like the Alps and the Pyrenees.
Yes. The amount of work they put into this is just plain amazing. And the amount of stress that they give themselves doing it, especially in the Tour de France, is beyond amazing.
And there's a chess game overlaying the whole thing, isn't there?
It's like running a marathon and playing chess at the same time.
Yeah.
That's the phrase I was using when I raced, and that's the phrase I see used now by other people who heard me.
They stole it from you. So one of the things that I love about the Tour de France as a business observer, as observer of both the marketplace and the Tour, is how much similarities there are. The Tour de France is a business. The teams who compete, the 22 teams who compete, they're not only competing in a sport, they're operating a business, aren't they?
It is a business in and of itself. Each team is a business, and they all represent businesses whose names are on their jerseys. But each team is definitely a business. They have a budget, they have an expense list, and they've got to get everything done inside their budget. And often they've got surprises that, you know, just like all of us in small business, we get to work our way through surprises.
Well, and they also bring staff their teams for certain assignments too, don't they? They've got the domestiques, they've got the climbers, they've got the sprinters, they've got lots of different folks who are there for certain. Some of them I heard this week are there for two particular stages. They're only the team to excel in two stages out of 20.
That's true. And there are only 8 riders allowed per team on the road in the race. And of those 8, they have to then start balancing how to choose one versus the other.
Yeah.
And one of the great notoriety this year was when the Australian team left their sprinters all off the team for the race.
Wow.
And that caused a lot of notoriety back in Australia as well as in the racing area. But they said, look, we're in for the overall general result, and that is it. Mm-hmm. Nothing else gets in the way.
So each team even has their own strategy, which might be a little bit different, kind of entrepreneurial, it sounds like. We come back, we're going to get a little more into the comparisons, the specific comparisons, and some things that you and I can learn from the Tour de France as we operate our small businesses. We'll do that with our good friend Peter Meyer. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.